You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. We'd better turn our attention to the South American weather forecast. It's getting more interesting there, and it has been for a while now. What can you tell me?
Well, you're absolutely right. The dryness problems became evident in Brazil in the beginning of December, and it's worsened in some areas since then. It's been kind of a difficult situation to assess, though, and that's simply because of the different ways that they plant soybeans and corn. It's not all planted at the exact same time, and their geography varies from north to south, so that the impact of weather is a little bit different in all these locations. Essentially, what occurred is around 45 days ago, it turned pretty dry in the southern areas of Brazil. It turned a lot wetter there over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and rains even continued overnight and into this morning. So dryness is no longer a major problem in Paraná, Santa Catarina, Rio Grande do Sul, or nearby areas of Paraguay. To the north, though, it hasn't rained very much at all over the last 30 to 40 days, and that's becoming more notable now. Harvest is underway in some of these northern areas because they plant the earliest, but we still need rain, and there is some rain coming up. We have some on the way over the next 2 days, but the main event comes up this weekend, especially Sunday and into Monday. How all this plays out in the end is hard to say, but the point is that Brazil's growing season has not gone to plan thus far, with a lot of these dry pockets having popped up around the region over the last couple of months.
Do you have an assessment of the crop there and the condition? I know it widely varies from, well, it's just a large geographic area, and they have many planting dates, much more than we have in the United States, in fact.
Well, you're right. An agency out of Paraná, which is a big producer of soybeans, that accounts for about 20% of the crop in Brazil. They show that their crop condition ratings actually improved quite a bit over the last 2 weeks. Around 2 weeks ago, about half of that crop was rated in their good category, but that was upgraded to 70% today. So it has improved a little bit. At the same time, though, they're showing their production numbers dropping simply because of the rain arriving too late for some of the crop that was planted earliest. And that kind of highlights the complexity. It's raining, but the production numbers are dropping, at least according to some of these government agencies. So how it all plays out is going to be a real challenge here coming up.
Safrina, or second crop corn there, has become a pretty big deal on the world export market. They're beginning to plant some of that now. When you look forward into the into that growing season, usually it becomes dry. Does what's happening now make much of a difference? And in the United States, you know, when we change from one season to the other, it doesn't. It just comes. What's your impression?
Well, it's similar there, where they could have a wet month or a dry month. So it's hard to say if this weather now means anything for the future. The big risk, though, is that if this dry pattern were to continue for, say, 3-4 more weeks, well, now you're planting in very dry conditions, and some of the earliest planted corn would be looking pretty poor in a month from now. But the bigger concern is what happens later in March and April. Once we get into those months, the climate does start to turn drier. If it were to turn drier earlier than normal by, say, 4 to 6 weeks, that could become a problem. And we saw that a few years ago, where all of a sudden the rain shut off. And keep in mind, that's what really will matter for that second crop corn, what happens in March and April.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.